Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, July 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The big three U.S. indexes closed lower after logging five consecutive days of gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell nearly 86 points to close at 35,058. The Nasdaq closed 160 points lower, and the S&P 500 was down 20. Investors were focused on the economy. Orders for cars, appliances, and other durable goods increased in June, but at a pace lower than economists expected. After the bell, a trio of strong earnings reports from big tech. Microsoft reported revenue rose 21% to $46.1 billion, the highest quarterly revenue total ever, driven by cloud computing sales. The stock fell 2.6% in after-hours trading. Google parent Alphabet said revenue jumped 62%, the company's largest percentage jump in quarterly sales in more than a decade. Google's stock ticked up 1% after the close. And Apple posted $21.7 billion in profit for the three-month period that ended in June, the best fiscal third quarter in the company's history. iPhone sales remained strong, rising 50% compared with a year ago. Shares inched higher after hours. And elsewhere, shares of United Parcel Service fell nearly 7%. UPS posted a nearly 15% increase in second quarter sales this morning, but said quarterly shipping volume fell for the first time in a decade as the economy reopens and people do less shopping at home. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.